Welcome to the podcast. Raising Kids on Your Knees is a ministry dedicated to equipping you to pray powerful prayers that will transform the lives of your children. One of the ways we do that is by holding our annual Rest, Refresh, Renew retreat. And this year's retreat is right around the corner, and it's being held in Charlotte, North Carolina on April 19th through the 21st. There is still one more week to register. So if you think you want to come, go to raisingkidsonyourknees.org and register. There's a link right here in the show notes that will take you there. This time of the year can mark some significant changes in our children's lives. Maybe your child is just graduating preschool this year, or high school, or maybe even college. Maybe you have a child who is newly engaged, I do, or expecting their first child, I don't. No matter what the change may be, there are some significant emotions that come with each change of seasons in our lives. The only way we can navigate all the change is by clinging to the truths of the Bible, and to hold tightly to Jesus when our children begin to hit what I call, and a pastor friend of mine calls, launching points. These launching points are defined as those moments where our children begin to gain independence from us and more dependence on God. Launching points can happen as early as infancy, when you leave your child at daycare, or maybe leaving them for the first time in the nursery at church. That could be a launching point. Preschool is a launching point. Kindergarten is one. High school, college, and so on and so on. These launching points can be hard on a parent, and especially on us mamas. Our children come out of the womb completely dependent on us to sustain their lives, and as they grow and need us less, those moments signify a change in seasons for us. I believe the current climate of hostility toward children is making this an even more daunting task as moms, and something we need to not only prepare our children for, but we need to prepare ourselves as well. These are also changes that are hard on our kids. No matter how exciting they can be, changes can conjure up all kinds of attitudes in our kids. Some are going to be excited, and others will exhibit their fears and grief by being a bit more agitated or snarkier than usual. When we can recognize the issues, it will be much easier for everyone to navigate through them. This week, we will be praying 5 Bible verses over our children that will help them navigate through these seasons of change. The devotions will give you tips on how to step up your spiritual parenting as you navigate those changes. I'll leave a link in the show notes so that you can become a subscriber to the Raising Kids on Your Knees prayer tribe, and I will give you 5 tips at the end of the podcast to help you step up your spiritual parenting. Before I get started on each of my points today, I want to touch on a sensitive subject, but it's a starting point in being able to let go as a parent. It's extremely easy for us to allow our children to become our idols. I have certainly been guilty of that over the years. However, when we allow them to take first place in our lives over God, the disciplines I'm about to share with you will be next to impossible to walk through in victory. You must first put God in His rightful place as Lord of your life. Exodus 20, verses 4 and 5 are very clear that we are to have no idols. I don't think it's a coincidence that the Bible follows the command to have no idols with cursing and blessing our children. Placing our children on a pedestal of idolatry will only ensure that it will come crashing down, leaving collateral damage no one wants to endure. If this is you, confess your sin of idolatry to God and ask for His forgiveness. Choose to make God first in your life over all others, and then move forward. The first thing to remember as you navigate these changes is that grief during these seasons is very real, and we buy the lie that grief is foolish or inappropriate during these changes. The Bible says in Matthew 5:4, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." With every change comes grief. There's no way around it. It's the end of a season of life. The only healthy way is to walk through it rather than avoid it. We must allow ourselves to grieve those changes, even when they are good changes. The second thing is that trusting God as our children become more and more independent of us is a huge sanity saver. Knowing that God sees them when we don't and that He loves them more than we do gives us peace no matter what, and they're going to be okay. Yes, there's going to be times when bad things happen, but thinking that we can control those things is an illusion at best. The Bible tells us about those of us who are followers of Jesus. It says in Psalm 9:10, "Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who trust in you." The third encouragement I have for you is critical and was life-changing for me. Placing my identity squarely on who I was in Christ was critical to how I responded to the seasons of change with my kids. John 1:12 says, "Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." We are parents. That is what we do. But so often we confuse who we are with what we do. We are children of God, and there's no circumstance or changes that will alter our position in Christ. If we hang our hat on the identity of parenthood, we will be blown and tossed by every wave of change that comes our way. Understanding and knowing who we are as a child of God will assure that our identity will stay intact when our lives and the lives of our children inevitably change. You all know where I stand on this fourth point. I can't overstate the importance of praying for our children consistently. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 simply says, "Pray continually." The consistent prayer of a righteous parent will transform your children in powerful and effective ways. I've seen it happen in my own kids. I'm not saying they won't make poor choices or go through some hard times, but prayer will pave a path for the Holy Spirit to work in their lives so that when they do make those poor choices or go through some hard times, it opens a door for the Holy Spirit to speak to them and to guide them. Your prayers for your children will give them a distinct spiritual advantage in the heavenly realms. And my last point, and one that gives me great peace, my favorite verse is Jeremiah 29:11. I have paraphrased it slightly so that it speaks directly to us as parents. Here's what it says: "For I know the plans I have for your children, declares the Lord, plans to prosper them and not to harm them, plans to give your children hope and a future." Understanding that God has a plan and a purpose for our children and wants to give them hope and a future gives us peace that He is steering them in the direction He has for them. So often I stand in the way of what God's plan is for my children's lives because I want my own plan for my children's lives. We must choose to trust God's plan and purpose for our children. Getting behind what God's plan is and cheering them on in it will give your children the best shot at joy and happiness as they walk through this life. So no matter how young or old our children are, navigating change with purpose and direction with God will help us to be strengthened spiritually and will strengthen our kids as well. The earlier we start, the more prepared we will be for those inevitable launching points that take them permanently out of our homes. As we pray these disciplines over our children this week, let us be the models of what it looks like to walk in them every day. Here's your five tips to help you step up your spiritual parenting this week. Number one, as you navigate the changes of life, don't try to hide your grief from your children. When you are honest about your grief, it helps them to be honest about the grief they feel when seasons of their lives change. Number two, as your children become more independent of you, be very careful not to make them feel guilty about that. Our goal as parents is to raise children who are independent of us, but totally dependent on God. Number three, as you teach your children their identity in Christ, they will be less likely to see what they do as who they are. When they understand that who they are determines what they do, it will point them toward their calling in Christ. Number four, let your children know that you are praying for them every day. Pray out loud with them and with them, as well as ask them for specific things that you can pray for them. Number five, when your children have decisions to make, instead of giving them all the answers, teach them to pray about what God would have them to do. When you teach them to seek God in the small things, they will trust Him with the bigger things as they grow up. Let me pray for you today. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for my friend. Lord, I pray that you would watch over them today, that you would, Lord Jesus, help them over these hurdles of these significant launching points. In Jesus' name, amen.